Appleby.
Alphonse Mucha's grandson, John Mucha, is the head of the Mucha Foundation, which manages the legacy of the great Czech Art Nouveau artist. He launched the successful Mucha Museum in the centre of Prague during the 1990s, and has recently been holding talks with the city's authorities on the long-delayed creation of a dedicated home for Mucha's extensive work, the Slav Epic. When we spoke at his Prague home, I asked John Mucha how it felt to be the descendant of a figure of such huge cultural importance.
When my father died in 91, and I was a banker, and when he needed help, I helped him, but basically he ran things on his own. I thought, well, right, what happens next? It's a huge responsibility. And what I hope is, you know, when I'm dead and gone, that people won't say, oh, goodness me, John, I mean, he really messed it up.
One thing you did in the 1990s was you were involved with the opening in Prague of a Mucha museum. How did that come about?
It was complete luck because, I mean, historically, my father had been trying to get, you know, someone to show Mucha's work in Prague because you couldn't see it anywhere. The only place would be the cathedral with the window, the Obecný dům, this basically was it, or go to Ivančice Moravský Krumlov. I happened to meet at a lunch Sebastian Pavlovsky, who had just arrived from Switzerland, and at the lunch he was telling me how he just won his first contract from City of Prague to renovate Kamenický Palác, and he could have office space, he could have flats, but because it's a historical building, it's got wonderful representational area, part of it had to be used for the arts, and he was lost. So I said, Sebastian, look no further. Literally, the second day, there was a press conference. People laughed when he said that, you know, the museum will be opened within 1 year. In a way, I hope Sebastian, if he hears this, will forgive me. Like Swiss cuckoo clock, within 1 year, the museum was opened. And it is one of the most successful museums in the Czech Republic.
I was reading that the copyright has expired on Mucha's works. Yeah. What does that mean in practical terms? Does it mean that anybody can, I don't know, create a mouse pad with his images on it?
It means that the rights are in public domain with two exceptions. Exception one are works which have not yet been photographed or seen, and there are quite a few of them. There, once we photograph them or we make the images available, those images have their own copyright. And the other exception is we have the biggest and possibly best quality visual archive of all the images. Now, because these images were created within the last 5 years with latest technology, they all have their own copyright of 75 years. But we always look to work with people because what we want to make sure is, you know, that the quality of what is being done is good.
In the 1920s, your grandfather donated his great work, the Slav Epic, to Prague on the condition that Prague build or create a dedicated space for it. That still hasn't happened, and it's an ongoing controversy. What is the latest state of play with the Slav Epic?
The situation was that until relatively recent times, the city of Prague didn't talk to us at all. And then when Milan Richter was appointed as the person responsible for culture, so he actually began a dialogue with us, and, you know, dialogue, there are situations you talk, you don't have to agree, but you're talking, that's important. And then beginning of December, we had a meeting, and we started, jointly we agreed that there are probably four spaces to be considered. Vítkov, which has been kicking around for quite some time now, about 3 years at least. And then the city came up with an idea, something around Staroměstské náměstí. And then we came up with two possible places. One is where Těšnov railway station was, and Letná, where the monument to Stalin was. We then had a meeting, another meeting, in end of January, where it was really, by that time, it was reduced to Letná and Vítkov, with the city of Prague saying, well, it really is Vítkov. And I said, well, not quite. But it gave us an opportunity to present a full, detailed study on Letná. And the latest is that I had a meeting with the city yesterday. And in a way, I would, I'm sort of, you know, we've actually, I think, sort of slightly taken the initiative now. Because based on the study we did for Letná, the city has now commissioned similar study or of similar depth for Vítkov, so that they can compare each against each other on equal ground. And, I mean, I have a number of exceptions against Vítkov and many recommendations for Letná. That's my position. We'll see how it goes.
How do you think things will look in 10 or 20 years, realistically speaking?
There will be a wonderful museum, a wonderful building on Letná, which will be fantastic, and people will be coming from all over the world to look at both the building and the contents. And it's actually important. The city with Vítkov seems to be just focusing on exhibiting 20 canvases of Slav epic, and that's it. It's crazy. Prague has a wonderful opportunity to do something like a Van Gogh Museum in Amsterdam. So I would put in the Bosnian Pavilion, that was a spark. I would put in the Slav epic exactly as Alphonse wanted it. From our resources, we would donate substantive material, studies, pastels, photographs to do with Slav epic. So it becomes three-dimensional. It's not just bang, 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 20 canvases. And you could do other things surrounded with that. And perhaps most important, I have an investor who is prepared to put in up to 600 million crowns. And when the additional thing, people say to me, my goodness me, you know, but you had Stalin there. Well, you had a dead body of Gottwald in Vítkov. So,
what for you is the significance of the Slav epic?
There's no doubt that when Alphonse began working on Slav epic, the aspects of his patriotism were very important. And he's in Paris, famous, whatever, and there is my nation, Živoří in Czech, whatever it is in English. And then as he progressed, I think actually the Slav epic, and I'm not an art historian, but you know, the Slav epic actually became something much, much bigger for him. And it is about humanity. It is about fundamental values which apply globally around the world, whether it is love, hate, or peace, war, or anything that governs our lives. And people say to me, my goodness, John, come on, where's your evidence? I have evidence. Because after he completed the Slav epic, he started working on a triptych. And the triptych, which was never completed because the Gestapo came and we know the rest, the triptych is called the Age of Reason, the Age of Wisdom, and the Age of Love. Something which applies very much today.